This is CliffCentral.com.
We're going to talk to George Meany, who's currently at the London Motor Show. And George, of course, is the host and the CEO of Auto Central and CliffCentral.com. Hey, George, how's London? Oh.
It is still ringing.
George, how's it?
Good, and you, Gareth?
Good. This is a clearer line than we get sometimes from down the road in Rivonia.
Well, we are in London, and hopefully there's some fiber here.
Very good. So tell me about the London Motor Show. You're there now.
Yeah, I am here now, and today is the first public day. Yesterday was the press day.
Mm-hmm.
The history of this event, believe it or not, it started out as being a horse sales carriage show.
Wow.
Back in 1896. So it was Britain's first motoring show in the form of horse carriages. And then it carried on and on and on, and then eventually died in popularity. And a couple of years ago, in the early 2010s, it was revived. And last year it was rebranded to the London Motor and Tech Show. So they introduced two new pieces, which the first one was Britain's cars. So they've got a section dedicated to cars made in Britain. And then the part that I'm most interested in was a tech lane where they showcase all of the electric cars and technology that are in cars today.
Hmm. Ben likes the idea of old carriages and horses.
Oh, yeah, George. I mean, it's funny you say it because last year Charles and Camilla actually went there for a new carriage and they were turned away. Very upset.
They probably had to drive away with an I-Pace or a Tesla.
Yeah.
God. How undignified.
They had to go for extra chips just to make Camilla happy again.
All right, so what do you see there that's cool?
Well, I mean, I was most interested in the tech stand yesterday and the I-Pace. I mean, I-Pace has come to South Africa this year, and I think it's an amazing car. I think people don't realize how good that car really is. And I think looking at it almost next to Tesla, it could give Tesla a go. It's very expensive, but it could give Tesla a go. The other interesting thing at the show is I'm here and I got to meet the judges from the World Women's Car of the Year.
Wow, the women's car.
So what's that designed by a woman?
So many, many moons ago.
No, it's got a space for your handbag, sweetie.
Oh, thank you. I consider it.
And your brick.
Let the men talk, all right? We'll come back to you in a minute when we talk about the upholstery. Just hold on a sec. And you shut up, too. Both of you women, just you quiet up.
I love kittens. They're so soft.
Yes, they come in pink.
All right, George, tell us about the car, and then we'll let the women weigh in on the upholstery, all right? Go on.
Then we'll get into the cat show. The Women's World Car of the Year. So many moons ago, women weren't allowed to be judges in World Car of the Year.
What, they're allowed now?
What? I don't know if we're ready yet.
This isn't a drawing room, dear. This is a very complicated piece of machinery with a rotary engine and internal combustion. What on earth could you possibly know about it?
Oh, I don't know much about that, but I do like the seats. They're so comfy.
What pretty stitching.
So what are they suddenly allowing these women to judge the cars? What next?
Well, the answer to that is yes. And I brought along with me one of South Africa's most well-known journalists, Charlene Clark.
A woman.
And a woman, exactly.
Was she allowed to fly?
She was indeed. And
surely they
British
put her
Airways.
In the cargo hold, no? I mean, she's a woman and a journalist. They don't bother with people
and
like
a journalist. Exactly. So she's one of the judges for Women's World Car of the Year. And what each country does is for the winning car, they send across a woman journalist representative to the show. And the ladies get together and then present the award to the winning car. And this year it's the Volvo XC40 that won Women's World Car of the Year. So that was pretty interesting yesterday. There's some more on with Women's World Car of the Year this morning. And then they've also got World Supercar. And that was interesting, which is the McLaren F720.
Oh, that sounds like a man's 720S. Car. All right, that sounds like a man's car.
Your
Tell
voice
us about
even
that.
Deepened there.
Yeah, go on.
So I didn't get into the car yesterday. I'm going to try and get into the car today and film the inside of the car. But it was a bright orange. I don't know whether that is any, you know, particular racing orange. But I think the McLaren is prettier than the Ferrari.
Really? Very controversial, yeah, George.
I think it's prettier than the Ferrari, to be honest. And they have an old Lamborghini Countach here. I don't know if you remember the Lamborghini Countach.
I've had an itchy one before.
Not a Lamborghini one? Yes, of course. There was a famous, and it was a big car in the 80s. They like to put it in TV shows and in movies in the 80s.
Yes, yes. So they've got a new Lamborghini parked next to a Countach. And then another favorite car that seems to be following me around the world is the DeLorean.
Oh, wow. Still, huh? Back to the future.
Mm-hmm. Back to the future. They have a DeLorean here, so today I want to go and have a look at that. And and then they have done up what is a Hummer come monster truck, which is kind of, for me, it looks like a little American corner. And they've got a big American rig in one of the corners with this Hummer. The size of the wheels of this Hummer take me to my shoulders.
Wow.
So it is a humongous black Hummer.
Leanne
likes
like
a
that.
Hummer.
I've seen one of those in a nightclub before.
Surely they don't let women in those. I mean,
nice big black Hummers.
A woman in control of a big black Hummer like that, that's dangerous, right? I mean,
something.
Where, for example, they don't have a special area to put your knitting needles or your cup of tea.
When you see the whole thing, you say, "Oh, is that all for me?"
George, this sounds pretty good, but the Americans sound like they've got the biggest stand there, right?
Well, no, actually, the electric car lane is the biggest biggest area at the show at the moment, because it takes up the length of one of the sides of the hall.
Yes.
The part where this big Hummer is parked is all of the modified cars. They've got sound systems and all of the aftermarket stuff. Whereas the main hall has all of the factory made cars, but electric cars are dominate the show. You know, almost every stand, the Nissan stand is there. They've got their new Nissan Leaf, the Jaguar is there. They've got their I-Pace on the stand, and then they've got the Tech Zone, or the Electric Lane, or Electric Avenue, as they call it.
Tell me, I'm clearly, this is obviously, the trend is towards electric, but are you going to be posting pictures of this up on Auto Trader's social media so we can go and have a look?
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be happening between today and over the next couple of days. They've also got the Rolls-Royce 1 or Phantom at the show. I went to have a look at it yesterday and took a couple of photographs, which was built to celebrate its 115-year anniversary. This one of version of the Rolls-Royce will be auctioned off later this year to celebrate Britain's mark of 115-year anniversary.
Sounds amazing.
So,
what does that look like inside?
It's you're not allowed to get inside. It's got a big red cord around it, so you can't quite get near it. But if I can sneak into it, I'm going to.
Take some pictures of that for us. Ben is very much in the market for one of those.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is. Ben, it suits you.
All right, George. Well, listen, enjoy London. And if you see anything and you hear anything, obviously let us know. And we'll be following you on Instagram, on Twitter, on social media, on Facebook, all the rest of it. So give us the info.
Definitely will.
All right. Thank you very much. George Meany is live in London. You too. It's always nice when we talk to George, because I know that it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
This is CliffCentral.com.